When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Michael K is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K Show.
Michael K is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
Oh yeah, it's the K Show on a Thursday, January 25th, 2024. Michael K and Don LaGreca with you. Peter Rosenberg having some travel issues as he heads down to St. Pete, Florida. Hopefully we'll get him on a little bit later on, but we're good to go, Don, right?
We're good to go. Of course.
We are good to go. We got a big Knick game tonight. Looking forward to Patrick Waugh returning to Montreal as the head coach of the Islanders. We're looking forward to that as well. Oh, it's good stuff. Good stuff is what I'm saying.
You know, the Devil Hurricane game isn't nothing. Hurricanes beat Boston. So if the Hurricanes beat the Devils, now they're only two back of the Rangers for first place in the Metropolitan Division. There's a lot going on, man. It's very fluid. A lot of moving parts.
All right, so we're a couple of days away from what many think is one of the great sports weekends of the year, and that's the AFC and NFC championship games. But the coaching carousel is still pretty much a big story in sports, and it got a little bit clearer yesterday when Jim Harbaugh took the L.A. Chargers job. I think it's a great move for him. I think it's a great move by the Spanos family. You've got a guy who knows how to deal with quarterbacks, who's going to get the most out of Justin Herbert. Our buddy Dan Orlovsky said hiring Harbaugh ensures that Herbert will be a top five quarterback. I mean, that's pretty lofty praise. And the Chargers have always had talent, Don, but Staley was a bad coach.
Bad.
I mean, they didn't seem like they had clock management down. The analytics were all screwed up. Bottom line is, you know, he had to go, and they bring in a top-flight guy. So, rather than congratulate the Chargers about it, Don and I were thinking about this, and I wonder what all of you think as well. It really doesn't bode well for the Jets next year. I mean, if you don't win the AFC East, Don, and I don't think Buffalo's going anywhere, and Miami's still an excellent team, how are the Jets getting in as a wild card when you look at all of the teams now? You've got to throw the Chargers into the mix now as a team that's going to be probably a wild card team. How are the Jets getting in, Don? Break it down for me. How are they getting unless they win the division?
At least on the surface. Because remember, we had the same conversation last year about how difficult the AFC was. And what turned out, they caught a bunch of breaks, the Jets. They didn't take advantage of it because they ended up losing Aaron Rodgers. But you look at what happened to Burrow. And that knocked Cincinnati out of it. You know, Cleveland's quarterback situation was a mess, and that knocked Cleveland. They ended up being a playoff team, but maybe not as big of a threat as you thought that they could be going into the season. We thought that Sean Payton was going to make an immediate impact on Russell Wilson, and that Denver would be a threat. That never transpired. There's a lot of breaks that went the way of the Jets had Aaron Rodgers stayed healthy. Yep. So the first thing is, are those breaks going to happen again? And also, now you've just added a really good coach to a team that's got a ton of talent. And I'm sorry, Russell Wilson was kind of trending towards being a mess and being done. You know, Herbert's young. And now with a chance to have a legitimate head coach, a winner, who's won basically everywhere he's ever been. You go back to college, you go into even in the pros, now the Chargers become a player. So you're just adding teams to where when you just look at the sheer numbers of it, you might be able to make the case that maybe the best path is winning the AFC East. Because if you're going to have to rely on the wild card, Michael, there's a ton more teams there.
All right, so let's break it down. I've got the standings in front of me. I don't think the Bills are going anywhere. I don't think the Dolphins are going anywhere. I think the Patriots are in a rebuild. They don't even have a quarterback. We see what Mayo is as a coach. So I don't think you consider them. Now, you look at the AFC North. Don, very quietly, every team in the AFC North was over 500. Well, the Ravens are going to be they're going to Raven. The Browns are going to get their quarterback back. The Steelers always hang around. They were 10-7.
Steelers are going to steal, right? That's just what they do.
And then you get the Bengals getting Joe Burrow back. And the Bengals were 9-8 without Burrow.
So one of those teams is going to win the division. So now that's three teams you'd have to worry about for the wild card. There are three wild card spots. Bang, there's three right there you got to be concerned about. Then you go to the South.
You got the Texans, who I think are only going to get better.
Right.
The Jaguars had a down year, but we'll see what they do. They were 9-8. The Colts, they were 9-8 quietly with Gardner Minshew as their quarterback.
Right.
And then you have the Titans, who's going to have a coaching change. I don't think they'll be in the mix, okay?
And the Colts are okay.
You almost have to look at the Colts like the Jets, although the Jets had Aaron Rodgers, but Colts are going to get Richardson back.
But that's a team, if you want to just say, I think they're better, the Jets are better than them.
I'll give you that.
I could have no problem saying that. But
all right, so now you have the AFC West.
Yeah.
A beast. The Chiefs aren't going anywhere. The Raiders, they just hired Antonio Pierce full-time. The Broncos are 8-9 with a quarterback situation. And they have the Chargers now with Harbaugh. And the Chargers were 5-12. I'm telling you, those wild card spots are going to be a beast to get. So I hate to say the path to the playoffs is to win the division. Right. If it is, do you really see the Jets, even with Rodgers being Rodgers, winning the division over the Bills or the Dolphins?
Well, that's what's scary, because also when I was talking about the breaks the Jets could have taken advantage of if Rodgers didn't get hurt would be Trevor Lawrence getting hurt and knocking the Jacksonville Jaguars down a peg. But you look at the sheer number of wild card teams. We just went over it. That's 8 wild card teams, not counting one of the two wild card teams you might be competing with in your own division.
Yep.
Right? So that grows the number to 10. So if you're not winning the AFC East, Michael, there could be 10 legitimate teams, your Jets being one of them, battling for three spots.
You almost have to win 11 or 12 games.
That's why I say that the best hope maybe for the Jets to make the playoffs is, all right, just be better than the Bills and the Dolphins. That's only two.
Like, now, maybe do you believe that they can be that?
Well, here's the reason you can be, all right? I don't know what Miami is, Michael. They didn't beat a winning team pretty much all year. As much as we love Tua, I think he's a great quarterback. He's had concussion issues. Could it be a crazy thought that he can be one of those quarterbacks who go down next year in like week 4 and doesn't return? So that could knock Miami down a peg. And Buffalo, you know, where are they trending? They had to go on a run just to make the playoffs, if you remember, because they weren't a playoff team for a while. You know, McDermott, people wonder if he should even be back as head coach. Like, listen, if I had to pick a winner of the division, it's going to be the Bills, because they're the Bills, right? But that you can't tell me that they're not trending down. And the Jets, when healthy, seem to play Buffalo tough. They didn't the second meeting last year because it was a mess. But, you know, in the first game of the season, they lose Aaron Rodgers and still beat the Bills. So that, to me, seems like that might be your best path. It's only two teams as opposed to 10. One of them might have a quarterback that can get hurt and hasn't won a big game in two decades, and a Bills team that might be trending down. But your point is sound. You got to keep Aaron Rodgers healthy. You got to be a good team, because this AFC just became even more of a beast, because now the Chargers can be a legit threat with a legit quarterback talent and now a really good coach.
Yeah, I mean, a 5-12 team now has thrust itself firmly into the playoff picture. It's tough, man. To me, it's gonna be tough. And by tough, I mean, I don't think you're sneaking into the playoffs, Don, at 9-8 next year. I think you're going to have a significant record. Now, maybe there's a team that wins a division with a 9-8 record or a 10-7 record. But I think you're going to have to really put up a good season to be one of the playoff teams. Well, so notice has been served with the hiring of Harbaugh. You better be good. You better be really good to make the playoffs. It's not a fait accompli you're getting in.
And now you play the game of, is your coach good enough? Now, we both like Robert Saleh a lot, but you just added a coach that is clearly better than what the Jets have. Right? Saleh was better than Staley. Well, that's no longer the case. So you start counting up the coaches that Saleh's better than in the AFC, Michael?
Well, our guys in the morning, DiPietro and Rothenberg, they said, well, who in the AFC as a coach would you take Saleh over? And they didn't have many guys that they said they would.
Probably the two new guys, right? Because we don't know. We don't know what Mayo is in New England.
Right.
And what's happening in Tennessee with Callahan, so we don't know. So that's it. I mean, of the established coaches, I mean, Harbaugh's better, right? Harbaugh coached in the Super Bowl.
Every place he's ever been, he's won, including San Diego.
Right.
Yeah, now, I don't mean the Chargers, the university.
Right. I mean, everywhere that he's been. Stanford, goes to go up and down the line. He's checked a ton of boxes here. And Denver's one of the teams that we don't have better, but, you know, Sean Payton certainly's got the resume. Now, I want to see more of Antonio Pierce, so it would be unfair to say Pierce is better.
No, I wouldn't say that. Yeah.
But right now, you see how excited the Raiders are, and the players love playing for him. Now, I don't have any evidence that they don't love playing for Robert Saleh, but and he has, at least last year, kept the team together. But and it's not even really disrespecting Robert Saleh, Michael. It's a reality. You don't have a championship coach, and you've got a ton of competition.
I reserve some judgment on Saleh. I've been very conservative about ripping him, because I don't think that he's really had a representative team to coach in all 3 years. He's had a horrible quarterback the first two, and then he had no quarterback last year. He had a quarterback for four plays. Zach Wilson just couldn't do it. Any combination of people they put in there couldn't do it. I think the best coach in the history of the world, let's say the guy who's still waiting for a job, Bill Belichick, didn't have a quarterback last year. You know what? His team stunk. Man. And that's the best coach in the world. So I think it's an incomplete. I'm not going to say Saleh is a good coach or a bad coach. The jury's still out, which is sad going into year four.
Right, but it's really difficult. You know, I'm with you. Incomplete. But 3 years of incomplete is a failure in a lot of people's eyes. And when you have all these good coaches available, we talked about it at the time. I mean, how are you letting Robert Saleh be in the way of trying to improve your head coaching position when Harbaugh's out there and Belichick's out there and Pete Carroll is still out there? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. But it seems like that ship has sailed. But, you know, right now the Chargers went, as you said, from a 5-win team to, I think, a team that's going to be a clear competitor. Now, we thought the same thing in Denver when Sean Payton went there, and it didn't really materialize, right? And they were better, but they weren't a playoff team. So maybe it does take the Chargers a little bit of time. But
yeah, but the quarterback that Harbaugh is getting is so much better than the quarterback that Payton got.
Right, no question. But who knows? It might take a second just to kind of get things going. They're in cap hell, so I don't know how much they're going to be able to improve on the team going forward unless they make some really difficult decisions. But you would think good coach, good quarterback, that's going to be a team that's certainly going to improve now that they added the coach. So they went from a 5-win team to what? A 9-win team?
Maybe
a 10-win team?
Yeah, maybe 10.
All right, well, then that puts you in the wild card conversation. So it's a beast,
man. It got tougher for the Jets. It got tougher for the Jets last night. Now, there's also an element that's been sprinkled into this. I think it's worth exploring. Belichick has had a couple of interviews with the Falcons. They still have not made a choice. They're still interviewing people. So the reports out there now is that he's obviously not a shoo-in or a favorite to get the job at this point, mm-hmm. which is kind of shocking to me. But if he doesn't get that job, well, what's open? The Seahawks and the Commanders.
Yes.
He hasn't interviewed for either of them. I don't think he would be interested in either of them. I can't speak for him. But let's just say he doesn't get the Falcon job. I believe he desperately wants those 15 wins. So I think he's going to coach again. So maybe he does this as a year off. He does some television work, recharges his batteries. If that's the case, man, Brian Daboll and Robert Saleh put it on notice.
Sure.
Because they're gone. Especially Brian. Because if they don't make the playoffs next year and Bill Belichick is available, and you know how the Mara family feels about Belichick and the way Belichick feels about the Giants, I think Daboll could be gone. I thought it was unfair to even consider it after 2 years, but after 3 years, if they struggle again, it becomes a possibility. Now, we don't know whether or not Belichick would actually legitimately consider the Jets, and we've been told that it's not Woody Johnson he had a problem with. It was the hovering presence of Bill Parcells that he had a problem with. So if, in fact, that job is open, would he consider taking it? Would be the ultimate tweak to the New England Patriots. But would that be an attractive job, Don? Because if they don't win this year with Aaron Rodgers at 41, does it become a better job with Aaron Rodgers at 42?
It might be a better job than the Giants, though, because what's the Giant job going to be if they fall on their face and they've got to let Dable go? Do you have a quarterback? Are they going to draft a quarterback? If they do, is that quarterback going to be ready in 2025? Is it going to be a quarterback that Belichick likes? You know, so I don't know, Michael. A 42-year-old in December, Aaron Rodgers, in December of 2024 or right. 5, we'd be talking about.
Right.
He'd be 42 years old. Is still could be a better option than what the Giants have. Now, I think what's happening in Atlanta, Michael, is I think Arthur Blank probably told him the job is yours. And then the momentum started to go south when it seemed like everybody in the Falcons organization, according to reports, are scared they're going to lose their job. And maybe Arthur Blank got scared that he's going to have to replace a ton of people he doesn't want to replace if he hires Belichick. And maybe Belichick figured, well, this is the job I want. Stay on the East Coast. It's a team that's got some talent, a very winnable division. I don't need to go interview in Seattle. I don't need to go interview in Washington. And maybe the rug gets pulled out from under him, and now he's got to go scramble an interview for those jobs, which I think, as long as they haven't hired anybody, could still happen. So even if the Falcon job were to fall through, Michael, as long as Seattle hasn't picked anybody, the Panthers just selected a coach.
Kind of a surprise.
Yeah. The offensive coordinator in Tampa. But you know, Seattle is still going to be open, and Washington is still be open. And who was it? Was it Orlovsky? You said that he thought that Washington...
Yeah, he thought that was the best job for him, yeah.
You know, so I think if he has to pivot, Michael, as long as those jobs are open, I still think he'll end up there. I don't think it's wise, Michael, as great a coach as he is, to take a year off. Because who knows what's going to happen during that year. And now you're 72 going on 73. You hadn't coached in a year. The last time you did coach, you won 4 games. I mean, does the bloom come off the rose just a little bit? And then if the Giants are okay and the Jets are okay and those jobs aren't open, I mean, you know, and maybe the current landscape next year of jobs that are open aren't that attractive, I don't know if it would be a good idea for Bill to wait a year.
Well, I don't think he wants to, Don, but I mean, he might have a job. I mean, I also have to say this about Arthur Blank. I mean, the guy built the Home Depot. He's a smart man. He's in his 70s. If he's letting underlings in the front office dictate that they don't want Belichick because they don't want to lose their job, he's got other problems.
Well, but listen, I don't know the facts other than what's being reported, but let's put yourself in Arthur Blank's situation. You want Bill Belichick, but some of the people that you respect, that you like, that you hired in that organization, you know are not going to stay if Bill comes in.
Well, then good. Goodbye.
But maybe you like them. And maybe you say to yourself, well, maybe if I hire Pete Carroll, it's not Bill Belichick, but I get to keep the other pieces in place. I think I might be in a better situation. Like, I don't know. I'm with you. I'm not letting anybody influence me unless it's somebody that I really respect and don't want to lose. That's the only way. Otherwise, does he really respect Bill enough to bring him on and let those people go? If he's getting cold feet, Michael, then he probably wasn't sure to begin with.
Yeah, you're right. It's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Irish Whiskey. We told you the Knicks host the Nuggets with coverage starting at 7 right here on 98.7. That's some game and a good test for the Knicks. Knicks 19-0 against teams under 500, well under 500 against teams over 500, so this is a nice test at the Garden. Islanders are in Montreal to take on the Canadiens. Coverage starts at 6:30. That's on 10:50. The Nets take on the T-Wolves in Brooklyn at 7:30. That'll be on Yes, and the Devils visit the Hurricanes at 7:30. That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, sure, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Let's take some phone calls. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Mike in Virginia to start off. Mike.
Hey guys, how you doing? First time caller, long time listener. Just had a quick question for you. It's really straightforward. If Bill Belichick does not get the Atlanta job, and Joe Shane behind the scenes is hearing rumors that he could be interested in the Giants job, do you have the discussion right now about firing your head coach now to bring in Belichick for the 2024-25 season?
Yeah, you know what, Mike, it's a tough question. It's not as easy a question as, you know, I'm going to make it sound, but I wouldn't do it because I don't think that Dable has earned being fired. And if Bill Belichick was 60, then I would say absolutely I don't care, you know, about Dable only getting 2 years, because I could get Belichick for 10 to 12 years. This, I mean, you get Belichick now, you're getting him for 4 years, you go for another coaching search. So I don't know how you feel about this, and we thank you for the phone call, Mike. But, Don, I mean, do you get rid of a guy that you believe in just to put Belichick in there for 3 years? I don't know, man. I wouldn't do it.
But you get caught up in deserving. It's not about deserving. It's what gives us a best chance to win, right? Are you telling me that Belichick is not an upgrade on Dable? Now, you may not. But if you believe it is, then don't you have an obligation to see that forward?
I think he's an upgrade over almost any coach in the world.
I mean, that's the point. I mean,
it's not a decision made in a vacuum, Don. He's 72 years old.
No, I get it. And John Mara is what, 63?
Right.
Yeah, I know his dad lived into his 90s, but the fact is, you know, the Giants have. It's been over a decade since they've won. It's only a playoff appearance since that last championship.
But there's also the Dable and Shane connection, too. I mean, are you going to lose your GM if you do that? If you really believe in Shane?
I don't know. Well, you have that conversation, at least. Here's why you don't do it now, because you didn't do it at the time. Like, what would have changed? Like, the reports were the Giants said they weren't interested in Belichick.
Right.
So if all of a sudden things fall through in Atlanta, all of a sudden you now are interested, that doesn't make any sense. You're either interested or you're not. So it doesn't seem like they're interested. So we're just playing a hypothetical. I think as an owner of a team, I want to give my team the best chance to win. And if I think Belichick gives me the best chance to win over the next 3 years than Brian Dable, even if I believe in Dable and think Dable is a good coach, if I think I can improve that position, you would do it in any other position, right? Like, if you had a quarterback and you had a chance to get a better quarterback, wouldn't you do it?
Well, the perfect example is what happened with the 49ers last year. The story that came out the other day, that, you know, Shanahan called up Brock Purdy and said, listen, we're going to try to sign Tom Brady. You'll be the quarterback after he leaves, but we want Tom Brady to play for his hometown team. So,
right.
Yeah, you do upgrade. And they love Brock Purdy. Yeah. They obviously do. But is Tom Brady better? Yes, he is. But Brock Purdy could wait while Tom Brady's in the seat. But Brian Dable can't wait. If you get Bill Belichick, he's going to go. But so you lose him forever.
This isn't show friends. This is show business, right? I mean, I just don't see them doing it now just because Atlanta fell through. I mean, if the Giants wanted him, Michael, that from all that you hear, when we had Ian O'Connor on about how much he wants to be the head coach of the Giants, if the Giants fired Dable the second that Belichick left New England, they would have him. They might have to go through the song and dance, but they would have him. They didn't do that. So they're not going to all of a sudden change their mind because it fell through in Atlanta. But to answer the caller's question, if I think I can improve any position on my team, what am I? I'm afraid to be a bad guy?
No, I don't think it's that. I just think there are other ramifications. You might lose your GM.
Well, but like I said, I'd have the conversation. Joe, I know this is your guy, but we got a chance to get Bill Belichick, and he wants you to still be the general manager of the team. And is Joe going to say no?
Who knows?
Or is Joe, I don't know. Maybe he would. And if that's the case and Joe threatens to leave, well, then I got to evaluate. Am I in a better place? Because I don't know if I'm in a better place if I lose Joe Shane. I like Joe, and I don't think Bill's a great general manager. So if he wanted to buy the groceries, I'd have to reconsider. But I at least have the conversation with Joe Shane about it and then move forward from there.
It's the ESPN New York Superbox Bonanza 5. We're giving away over $10,000 in cash and prizes. All qualifiers will get a $25 Fanatics gift card and a chance at one of 10 Superbox prizes. Get your box for the big game by listening mornings to DPHO and Rothenberg and afternoons to Barton Hahn and, of course, the Michael K. Show. This year's big game payouts are $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000, all brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey and Security Dodge. Come get some. For full contest details, go to superboxbonanza.com. We take more of your phone calls when we get back. Stay right here. It's Michael and Don with you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN. Hey, it's Michael Kay. I love when I get to talk about my friends at PC, Richard and Son. It's a local company, family-owned. I trust them for my appliances, TVs, electronics, and a good night's sleep, too. Their experts use a four-step mattress fitting process to find you the right pillow, the right comfort, the right technology, and the right adjustable base so that your new bed fits you perfectly. They guarantee it, and free in-home delivery on all mattresses, $199 and up. So do what I do. Get to PC, Richard and Son, the local company you could trust for your new mattress. Hey, listeners, it's Michael Kay. When it comes to travel, nothing beats Legends Limousine. I felt the difference, and let me tell you, it's real. When my family and I need a ride to the airport or out of town, we choose Legends. Jody just got back from a trip on Sunday. Legends Limousine picked her up at LaGuardia, took her home. It was great. A driver was wonderful, and it was no muss, no fuss. It was great. Their commitment to safety makes every trip a breeze. These guys are not just any service. They've been setting the gold standard for over 30 years. I trust them, and so should you. Call 1-888-LEGENDS or visit legendslimousine.com. Use the code ESPN10 to snag 10% off. Travel like a legend with Legends Limousine.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Give away a super box a little later on in the hour. Taking some phone calls now. The Jets' road to the playoffs got a little more difficult with the hiring of Harbaugh with the Chargers. Also makes the Chargers a little relevant. I mean, they really are the stepsisters in L.A. You know, the Rams are the team, and they share SoFi with the Rams. But, yeah. I mean, does anybody really consider the Chargers an L.A.-based team? That was a big mistake, I think, by them leaving San Diego. I mean, that was a place that loved them, but they got seduced by this beautiful stadium that was being built by the Rams. And they're the second tenant in that stadium. It's like the Jets.
Yeah.
The Jets share a stadium with the Giants. It's a Giants stadium.
But they had a personality in San Diego. And now you're right. But if, you know, Harbaugh, they start to win and the Rams don't. I mean, I think they can take it back over, right? I mean, the Rams left originally to go to Anaheim and then to St. Louis, and then they came back. And both teams are kind of received like a general yawn. For whatever reason, because football, you know, it's L.A., they could take it over if they've got the right coach and the right quarterback and the right situation. They might not be right away, but they can make up that ground.
I've always been a guy who rips coaches that just leave colleges, you know. Jim Harbaugh owes Michigan nothing. He delivered. He got them a championship. He stayed a long time. He finally beat Ohio State 3 years in a row, which no one was able to do for a while. So he did his job there. He did his job. He doesn't have to be ashamed that he left. He delivered. So now on to the next thing. He's 60 years old, and if he wanted to be an NFL coach again, this was the time to make the move. So I don't blame him for leaving Michigan. I think it was the right move.
Yeah. I don't think any – listen, I'm sure they're disappointed that he left, but can they feel like they didn't get as much out of him as they could? You're beating Ohio State's not nothing, Michael. I mean, some people think that's more important than anything. And he was able to do that and the national championship.
The only way you could say it's not a great thing, I mean, if they get hit with NCAA sanctions for the cheating, then he got out while the getting was good. Let's go to the phones, 1-800-919-3776. Matt in Long Island City. Matt, talk to us.
Hey, guys. Regarding the Jets, I think it's too hard. I mean, football's too crazy. It's too hard to draw a preseason road to the playoffs. But one thing I will say that wouldn't make me feel good
if I was a Jets fan, is you have all these other teams that are making these changes, coaching changes, coordinator changes, and they've been kind of paralyzed. And they're not going to say what it is, but it seems to be the pseudo quarterback, GM, spiritual advisor that's on the team that's preventing them from making any of the changes you think a team that had such a disappointing year would make. I mean, the Dolphins had a great year, and they're making a change of defense coordinator because they're trying to improve on their weaknesses. But the Jets are standing pat.
I you know what, Matt? I don't know if I could even build on what you said.
Well,
he's holding them hostage. He runs the team. Whatever he wants, whenever he wants it. I'm sorry, that's the deal.
Now, let me ask you this, Michael, because I think this is kind of an important situation as far as like how we view Rodgers. The feeling is Rodgers wants Saleh because he prays Saleh, doesn't want any changes because he's afraid those changes would mean Hackett could be gone. Right?
Yep.
But we've also seen Rodgers go on McAfee the day after Belichick left New England praising Bill. So here's the question. Has Rodgers said Saleh's going nowhere? He's my coach. Don't even think about firing him. Or do the Jets just assume that?
I think there must be some dialogue.
I hope so. I mean, because you talk about being scared. Michael, if you're scared of getting the wrong answer, sometimes we don't ask the question. So are they just afraid? Hey, he went on record, loves Saleh. He hasn't asked for Saleh to be fired. I don't even want to ask him. I hope they did. I hope they asked him, listen, we got a chance to get Bill Belichick. I don't know if we can get him, but we're willing to go and get him. Are you on board? Was that asked, or did they just assume, hey, listen, he's on record saying he loves Saleh. He hasn't asked Saleh to be moved. He's very happy with Hackett here. Let's not even stir the pot. Let's not ask.
I can only be guessing, so I don't know if it's been done. I would only be guessing.
I don't know either, but why do I have this, like, this feeling like they didn't even bother to ask?
But you know, in fairness, you know, sometimes actions are louder than words. I think they know that he's a solid Douglas guy. That's all there is to it.
Now, let me ask you another question quick before you go back to the calls. Let's say it doesn't work out.
Right.
And somebody asks Aaron, were you asked about Belichick? Would you think Belichick should have been the coach of the team? Do you think he's going to say, I didn't want him? Or is he going to say, well, nobody asked me?
I guess it's the mood that he's on. McAfee, it's just,
you know, we're making assumptions here, and I don't want to paint Aaron to be this evil guy, and that the reason Bill's not even getting asked is because Aaron refuses it. I'm not so quick to believe that. I believe he's in power, but I believe that power was given to him by the Jets, and I just wonder if the Jets even bothered to ask.
Well, I think they're deathly afraid of him, but I also believe that, you know, one of the rules of engagement is that Hackett has to be the offensive coordinator. That's all there is to it. So if you bring in another coach, any coach worth his weight is going to want his own coordinators. They just are.
Well, but why do we assume that if everybody believes that the guy that can get the most out of Aaron is Hackett? Well, why would you force an offensive coordinator down Aaron's throat that he doesn't want? It's not like Aaron's here for the next decade.
But Aaron won MVPs without Hackett.
But why would you? All I'm saying is, if I become the head coach of the New York Jets, the first thing I'm going to want to do is tick off the one guy that gives me the best chance to win.
Right. So that's why he holds everybody hostage. Everybody's walking a tightrope with him, tipping around.
If I become the head coach of the Jets and I sign a 3-year contract, there's a window in which I'm going to be the head coach after Aaron's gone. So why not please him too? Like, why would I have to come in and say, I'm sorry, I'm getting rid of Nathaniel Hackett. I don't care if it takes Aaron Rodgers off. Well, you're shooting yourself in the foot, aren't you? Like, what offensive coordinator do you absolutely have to have that's going to tick off your best chance to go out there and win? But I don't know. So you can at least find out or get the avenue of, is there a chance we can bring in a coach and get them to agree to keep Nathaniel Hackett? That's
again,
off the table?
I would be guessing. I don't know. Let's go to Mike in Miami. Mike.
Yeah, Mike, especially you, Don. I don't think Robert Saleh should stay after 3 years. Because Bill Parcells said your record says what you say you are. Well, your record says what it is. And I'm looking at Houston, a disaster for 5 years after the Deshaun Watson. Cleveland with five quarterbacks and no Nick Chubb. Detroit, the 30-year record of doing nothing, where second-string tight end is coach Dan Campbell. And they all made the playoffs. I'm sick and tired of this guy, Jet fan. And the Jet fans are paying one of the highest ticket prices. And you know, the Cedar thing, they have a right to a decent team.
Here's the deal. You mentioned D'Amico Ryans and Dan Campbell. What did they have?
Quarterbacks.
That's why it's an incomplete grade. With Robert Saleh. No. He has not had a quarterback. Zach Wilson has been putrid. And, you know, his fingerprints are on that, too. He and Douglas chose Zach Wilson.
No,
but
not
the guy can't play quarterback. And Aaron Rodgers played four snaps. So, I'm sorry.
Hey, we agree, Michael, that the grade is incomplete. But I'm not going to argue with a caller, as foul-mouthed as he might be, to think they should change him. I'm not going to get mad at that opinion. But don't give me examples of coaches that overachieve when they have quarterbacks. The one thing Saleh has not had is a quarterback.
Let's go to Dean in Pittsburgh. Dean.
Hey guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thanks.
You know, I just think that Belichick, the whole Belichick talk, I think that he's seen better days. I think even if he comes back, he might get the wins he wants, you know, for that personal record of his. But I think he's done. You know, what gets me is kind of akin to what happened this year with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. As fans, we've seen what they've done in the past, and then we try and portray what's going to happen in the future. You know, wins, 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 and Aaron throwing all these touchdown passes. It just doesn't happen that way. We saw it this year. And I also think if Belichick takes a year off, he might just be content and say, I'm not coming back. But I'll hang up with
you guys. But from what we've heard, though, Dean, I mean, the Shula record means an awful lot. He should be content. He'll go down as the greatest coach of all time. And, you know, you're kind of intimating that he's had his best days behind him. Well, yeah, he's won six Super Bowls, been to nine of them. In all likelihood, his best days are behind him. But you can't tell me he's not a good coach anymore.
We see things through a different prism now because of what he built up. Since Tom Brady left, in 2020, he had a compromised Cam Newton as his quarterback, went 7-9. Then they draft Mac Jones, who clearly can't play the position. Can we agree on that?
Well, not at a real high level at this
right.
point.
Right. 10-7. And then he went 8-9, and then the bottom dropped out this year. So I can make the case, didn't have a good quarterback, not a great team by any stretch, went 7-9, 10-7, 8-9. Not bad. He could still coach, man. I wouldn't hire him as my general manager. I don't think he's great at evaluating talent at this point. But I think he is going to make your team better. I don't care how you feel about Bill. Is he better than Robert Saleh? If the answer is yes, then you go out and get Bill Belichick.
Dave in the car. Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dave.
Thanks for taking my call. Look, obviously Bill Belichick's going to go down as one of the greatest sports coaches of all time. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to play devil's advocate here, and I'd like your feedback. I think he's reached a point. And I think it probably came somewhere in the interview in Atlanta. There's a possibility that he's bringing in too much baggage and he really right now cannot connect with today's football player. It's just the way things happen. When you look at the coaches that have fallen from the Belichick tree, with the exception of maybe Vrabel, who was a player, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have been dumpster fires everywhere else in the NFL. So now if you bring in Belichick and he wants to call the shots and have some type of control, does that mean these guys get brought back into the fold? You have to realize you're dealing with a different player now, and I'm going to throw two things to add to this, and I'll take your feedback. Remember Phil Jackson came to the Garden, and everyone's like, oh, it was the Bulls dynasty coming to New York? Dumpster fire. Remember what Stafford said with the Rams?
He
didn't coach.
Phil Jackson did something he'd never done before.
Okay, so maybe that's not the best example. Let me just take a quote from Stafford at the Rams. He's like, I don't know if I can connect with today's player. He said this in an interview. He said, you know, everybody's looking at their screens, their tablets, they have their headphones on. I don't know if I fit in the league. Imagine someone as talented as Stafford, who probably would have led the Jets to the playoffs this year, by the way, right? If he was in a Jet uniform, feels like he can't make the connection. You're never going to get that type of humility from a coach, especially somebody at Belichick's level.
But Dave,
he can coach, but I don't.
after Stafford said that he won a Super Bowl, so he was able to connect. I hear what you're saying. These are different players than the ones that just fall in step. But, I mean, let's just look here in New York. Tom Thibodeau, 66 years old, he seems to be connecting just fine. And the thing that gets people's attention, as Don likes to say, the rings that are jingling and jangling. No. He coached the great Tom Brady. He coached Randy Moss. He coached Rob Gronkowski. He coached these great players and won 6 Super Bowls. That gets people's attention.
That's the thing. You need the credentials. If he had not won, it'd be really difficult. Who's this old man? They respect the rings. And I don't see a lot of evidence where players didn't want to play for him or he didn't connect with a player. He didn't have any players. That's why I would agree. I wouldn't want him to be in charge. I want him to coach. You can make the case he's not a great general manager, not a great evaluator of talent anymore, but he gets the most out of him. The reason that everything fell apart this year is he didn't have anybody. But the defense had some players, and the defense was actually pretty good. But their quarterback was awful. They didn't have any weapons, and the weapons they did have seemed to be on the back end, and they just couldn't put it together. But how do you explain having Mac Jones after Tom Brady left and went 10-7? They got killed in their playoff game, but he won 10 games. It's not that long ago that he's had success.
Yeah, I think the disciplinarian coach might be on the way out, but when you have six rings, now if it starts not to work, then they won't listen. But you get their attention at the beginning, and from what I've heard from people, nobody game plans like this guy. Nobody has his team prepared like this guy. There's no team that they're going to face that's actually going to be doing anything that surprises him. Will he get out-coached every now and then? Everybody does. Will the team get outplayed? Yes. But very rarely do you have him be surprised by something the other team does. And he puts his players in a position to succeed. And they appreciate that. There's a wild rumor about him as well. We'll get to that in a moment. Ooh. But first, Don has some things to say.
It's Don LaGreca here for Ramsey Mazda. In 2024, you get more at Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings like a new 2024 Mazda CX-5 lease for $269 a month, or buyer gets 0% financing up to 60 months. Named an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. Get more in 2024 from Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for details. Zero secure deposit. VIN R04039-9399. MSRP 307050. Tax title registration extra ends 1/31/24. There has never been a better time for football fans to bet the big game with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app to get in on all of the action for the biggest Sunday of football season. Can't be in Vegas for the big game? The BetMGM app brings the gridiron action to you with a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and player props. The BetMGM app is your betting home for the big game. From spectacular catches to game-winning drives, BetMGM makes every play matter more than ever. Download the app today and discover why BetMGM is the first choice for the final kickoff. The big game is here, and end zone excitement doesn't get any bigger than this. Get off the bench and into the huddle with the King of Sportsbooks. See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Adam Schefter on Get Up today had this scenario about Belichick and the Chiefs. Listen to this.
This is purely speculative, I want to be very clear, and we're just throwing this out there, having some fun. But we've heard over and over about the possibility that at some point in time, Andy Reid could walk away from football. So if the Chiefs were to win the Super Bowl this year, could that, would that make him more likely to walk? And if he did walk at that point in time, and you're the Kansas City Chiefs, and Bill Belichick were still sitting out there, would that not be an interesting possibility if that's what Andy Reid decided to do, to go take a run at arguably the greatest coach of all time and to replace one legend with another? Again, we're having fun. We're throwing things out there. But that's interesting to watch if the Chiefs can find their way to win the Super Bowl.
You know what's funny about that, though, Don? Does he really get rid of the, well, he can't do it without Brady thing if he does it with Mahomes? You know what I mean? And what do you think is more important to Bill, winning the Super Bowl without Brady or getting the 15 wins to beat Shula?
I think it's to beat Shula. I think this whole Brady versus Belichick is not something that concerns Bill as much as does the media, or maybe concerned Tom and his legacy. I think Bill looks at himself as not just what he accomplished in New England, but let's not forget what he did as a defensive coordinator with the Giants and the Jets and everywhere that with Bill Parcells went. He had really no problem being in Bill's shadow until he got a chance to coach. But you look at his resume, Michael, it's tremendous. So getting to be the greatest coach of all time with the most wins, I, in my opinion, I think is bigger than getting another Super Bowl to match Brady.
Now, also on GetUp, Belichick, according to Adam, not the favorite anymore in Atlanta.
Well, in this particular case, the Falcons have shown that they are interested in a lot of people. And in their own words, they described to me over the weekend that their coaching search after they met with Belichick for a second time is wide open. So if it's wide open after you've met with Bill Belichick twice, that certainly tells you that he's not the favorite for the job. He has not talked to any of the other three teams. So of the four teams with the remaining openings, there's the real possibility that he's not going to get any of these head coaching jobs.
I'll tell you what, and you'll probably push back on this, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick should not have his hat in his hand for anybody. I mean, if they're going to make him wait, I'd say take a walk. I'd call up Arthur Blank today and go, you give me the job today or not, otherwise I'm pulling my name out. I don't need to be part of a dog and pony show. I'm Bill Belichick.
Well, never mind that's a good reason, but also I need to now start interviewing these other jobs, otherwise there's not going to be any chair for me when the music stops. All right, so what are you doing? I mean, now the fact that he didn't interview for anybody else, is that because he's gotten wind that Seattle and Washington aren't interested? Is it that he's not interested in those jobs? Or is it that he felt like Atlanta was where he wanted to be and he was fairly certain he was going to get the job? Well, if he's not fairly certain anymore, Michael, then he's got to get on his horse and start talking to those other teams. Otherwise, they're going to start making an announcement and there's not going to be any chairs left.
Well, since Adam said that, I think there are just three jobs open now. Correct me if I'm wrong, because the Titans hired, the Panthers hired. So it's the Falcons, the Seahawks, and the Commanders. That's it.
Commanders. I think that's unless...
I mean, and why would the Seahawks hire Bill Belichick? They just fired a 72-year-old coach. Seems like they want Dan Quinn or somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, Kafka, I think, has gotten two interviews with them.
There's a couple of things at play. I mean, I don't know, maybe he doesn't want to go to the West Coast. Maybe he feels like they're not interested. Maybe they're not. They just let go of a 72-year-old. They maybe not want to hire a 71-year-old. I don't know. And maybe Washington doesn't interest him because they don't have a quarterback, tough division. I don't know. But why would he only interview for one job? Is it because he was fairly certain he was going
to
get it?
I think that has to be it.
Or it was the only job that he was interested in.
Unless there are jobs that he's eyeballing that he thinks might open next year.
Well, of the four teams...
But then why interview, though?
Of the four teams that are left. Because remember, we had Dallas and Philadelphia as possible destinations, and they kept their coaches. So is there anybody else that could be making a coaching change? Of the four teams, I doubt it. I don't think any of those teams lose, they fire their coach.
Right.
Now, Andy Reid may decide to retire if he wins, but... You know, Bill can't wait for that. They may not win. I mean, does he have assurances that Andy Reid is going to retire? If that was the case, then why interview with Atlanta anyway? He can't know that for sure.
It's weird. It's weird. I don't know what the holdup is. I mean, what are you trying to find out about him? You know what he is. You know who he is. You know what he's done. You have him in for two interviews and the job is still wide open. That means he's not going to get it.
Doesn't feel like he's going to get it, right?
Oh, why? It'd be shocking.
What else is, you know, what are you finding out? a second interview.
I said when this all happened that Kara wasn't going to get a job. I think I'm going to be right about that. But I didn't think there was any chance that if he wanted a job, that Belichick wouldn't get one. But maybe what the caller said in the previous segment, Don, maybe people think that doesn't work anymore. You got to be nicey-nicey to players.
Well, or it's his, does he have demands that I want to be the guy? Maybe that's what it comes down to, Michael, is that Arthur Blank doesn't want to fire his general manager. Is it that? Like, Bill's like, maybe Arthur Blank said, yeah, I want you to coach, and that's it. You have no say on personnel. We have people for that. Sorry.
It's the ESPN New York Superbox Bonanza 5. This year, each qualifier will take home a $25 Fanatics gift card. Have a chance at one of 10 Superbox prizes. Be caller number 51 right now for Bernie Williams at 888-987-ESPN to select a box for the big game, with a chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000. All brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. And, of course, Security Dodge. Come get some.
Come do it. Get some.
Yeah.
Hey, New York. It is Peter for Security Dodge, Suffolk County's number one volume Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer. Right now, you can come get some 0%. That's right, 0% for up to 60 months on all new 23 Jeep Compasses, plus up to 25% off MSRP on all new 23 Jeep Gladiators, all during the Start Something New sales event. You got to get in there and see Michelle Scalise, your shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com. This is a BetterHelp commercial message. It's the time of year for resolutions, but let's think about it for a second, all right? Some things you want to change. Some things you want to keep the same. Build on your strengths, your talents. Sure, create some positive goals, maybe be more organized, improve on how we use our time, whatever it may be. BetterHelp encourages you to make a point to adapt positive coping skills. Create healthy boundaries, all right? BetterHelp wants to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Complete a brief online questionnaire, get matched to a licensed therapist, and you can always change therapists at no cost. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter today.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.